Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, for helping us out on today's episode. We really do appreciate your support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Well, I'm Mike Maury. I'm one of the owners of Spirit River Cabin Rentals, branded as the Alcott.
Yeah.
As you can see on my hat. That's kind of what we do.
And yeah. It's cool. So I just interviewed one of your partners in crime, so I found out a bunch about your organization. Now, he was saying, for the most part, not everybody, but you're East Coasters.
We are.
What part of the East Coast are you from?
I'm from more central. I'm from the Bay, in central Newfoundland, a place called Miles Cove.
Okay.
So the region is the Green Bay. Mm-hmm. I came here... Started flying in and out actually in 2008.
Okay.
And I was a commuter.
Okay.
And this is kind of a bit of a unique story. I was in the airport in Deer Lake in Newfoundland, getting ready to come back, and I met this girl, and took her for lunch once we landed in Toronto. It was actually breakfast. I took her for breakfast in Toronto Airport.
Okay.
And we talked. She was living in McMurray.
Yeah, yeah.
She was born in Newfoundland, but she moved here, I think, when she was three.
Right.
So she spent her whole life here. And we started dating. And
this is awesome.
Yeah, we started dating and basically came down to the point where we said, well, if we're going to make a go of this, well, we should do it. And the rest is all history.
This is epic. So you just met her in Deer Lake Airport. She was there, what, visiting? Like,
yeah,
friends?
she was on vacation in Newfoundland.
This is wild. Okay. How long were you working in Fort McMurray at this point, like commuting back and forth before?
Not long. Probably 8 months.
No way.
Yeah.
Wild. Yeah. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay. What company were you working for back then?
I actually had the great opportunity to come on with CETA. CETA was a big...
I know who CETA is. I used to work for Eveready, and I hired so many people from the East Coast to do exactly what you're doing for like 5 years. So I know exactly... Okay.
CETA. Yeah, we just started with CETA, and I mean, I was doing a 24 and 12 schedule.
Yeah, of course.
And
vac truck, water truck, things like that.
All that stuff, turnarounds, shutdowns, all over the region.
Yeah.
And we just eventually, met this lady and,
Wild.
Made it work.
That's unbelievable.
But the thing was, I mean, she had a very, let's say, broad range of friends in town.
And of course.
That's basically how we got involved with Jason.
And
that's how the group kind of started forming.
Right, right.
I think the first time I met Jason was we did a friend of ours.
Yeah.
He's actually a part owner.
Yeah.
Trent Brown.
Yeah.
He was getting married in Las Vegas.
Okay.
So I didn't know anybody really. I was just kind of the odd boy, odd guy.
Yeah.
Stephanie's bringing this guy.
Yeah.
So we all go to Vegas and that's where I meet Jason.
Yeah.
And I mean, we got to know Trent really well.
Yeah.
And because my wife had all these friends.
That's right.
I just kind of slipped into the pile.
That's right. Nice. Yeah. That's the cool thing about Fort McMurray. For the most part, like, there are a lot of locals here. Like myself and Tanner, we're locals.
Yeah.
And so growing up here, there was always an influx of new people coming and some people going. And so it just, Fort McMurray has like a friendly vibe because, well, you kind of got to. And then when somebody moves for the first time here and they make a new friend, they recognize, oh, I know how it felt to be the new guy. So we just, like, everybody comes into it.
You know, it's a unique town because, yeah, there's a lot of East Coasters that came here in the 70s and the 80s and still today.
Yeah.
But it's a very, I mean, broad range of culture. I mean, there's someone from every part of the earth here.
Oh, I know. It's right? wild. The multicultural component of this community over the last few years has just been mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing. And you get this group of friends or network, and you can pretty much do anything.
Yeah, facts, I mean, right? facts. So you've been here for a while now.
Yep.
So me and Tanner are big fans of food.
Yes.
So where is your favorite place to go get pizza from in Fort McMurray?
Pizza?
Boston Pizza, you're not allowed to say Boston Pizza.
No.
They're in a
different category.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
I would say my favorite, I actually had, my wife went out of town, so I was kind of bacheloring it, but I like Joma's.
Okay.
I'm a Joma's guy.
Okay.
I'll pick the meat lover's pizza and some medium wings and just set it at that.
Nice. Now, because Fort McMurray's blessed to have more than one Joma's, which not is your go-to, which is the one that you like the most? You might not go there often, but you're like, you know what? They make the best.
Oh, it's tough. And I've only found this out. I've been here, say, almost 15 years.
Yeah.
And I've recently took a job with the municipality.
Okay.
And I'm in rural operations.
Yeah.
And there is a pizza place in Anzac Pizza.
Yep, I know Anzac Pizza. Yeah.
It's probably one of my favorites.
Oh, okay. So Joma's is your go-to.
So shout out to Anzac Pizza.
But Anzac Pizza, you think, is your favorite?
They have.
Okay,
I
like it.
They have great pizza.
Yeah.
They probably have the best soft serve in the region.
Yeah, yeah.
Hands down.
Worth the drive.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Tanner, you hear that? Nice. For everybody watching at home, like, our computer broke a little while ago, so we're filming. This is the, what do you call it, the lobby?
Yeah, we're in the lobby,
pretty much. In the lobby of the studio. So Tanner is here. He's just, like, way off camera sitting at his desk. Before we keep going, I got to throw to an ad, though, from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we're back. Okay, so this is wild. So you meet this, you meet your wife in Deer Lake Airport as you're flying back and forth.
Yeah.
And so what was the discussion like? Because at that point, you're working this shift that does not allow for it. You're living in camp. You're probably working on, like, the rigs and whatnot.
Yeah,
well. So, like, how does that transition, like, switch?
Well, I had a little bit of a unique, back then it was unique.
Hey, yeah.
You got flights, normally you were staying in camp.
That's right.
I landed the flight deal.
Yeah.
And got the opportunity to stay in town with a friend.
Oh, nice.
Right?
Nice.
So I still could get out and see friends, because I did have friends here and whatever else. So.
Yeah.
And it kind of just went that way. And I mean, once me and Stephanie kind of said, okay, we're going to make something of this.
Yes.
It was very easy.
Yeah.
Right?
You just go into your boss and you just say, hey, listen, I need a different shift.
Yeah, well, it wasn't even that. It was a funny conversation. We were coming out Millennium, and it was in the summer.
Yeah.
And I was getting ready to go back, to fly back to Newfoundland. And she's like, she kind of put it to me, right? She's like, hey, just so you know that this is not going to happen if you continue to fly.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. It was like, really? You're going to put that on me?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And that makes sense.
I'm like, well, I says, can I make one more trip? And she's like, when is the next trip? I'm like, well, this, I think it was in July or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I'd like to make one in the fall.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, okay, you get one more.
Yeah.
So I took the last flight and then I became a resident.
You guys go vacation in Newfoundland?
Yes, we
both
do.
From there, so yes. You're allowed to go back.
Just we both have family current in Newfoundland. And I mean, my daughter's 12, or she'll be 12 here next month. So,
yeah.
I mean, we still want her to have that traditional values that we
right.
have. And
yeah, man.
To see where we came from, right?
East Coast is dope. I was there in September. I love the East Coast. I've been to Newfoundland over 30, I've lost count. It's over 30 times.
Yeah.
Because I was the head recruiter for EverReady, Queen Harbors
right.
now. And so this was like back in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
A little bit before you started coming up. But like I would literally like live 2 weeks in Fort McMurray, live 2 weeks in the East Coast, and just like interview and get all these guys to like come and do that camp life. And man, like growing up in Fort McMurray, heavily East Coast based,
yes,
obviously,
absolutely.
But so I thought I knew the culture, but then like when I got down there and I like would literally 2-3 years of my life, half of it was spent there.
Yeah,
just like man, it's awesome. And so anytime I can convince somebody to go with me, I'm just like, let's go to the East Coast, Newfoundland, PEI, Nova Scotia, Cape Breton. Like, it's a vibe. And every province is a different vibe.
It is.
Like, what you get in, Newfoundland is not what you get in Cape Breton.
No.
Even the East Coast, I love, St. John's, obviously. Who doesn't like St. John's?
That's right.
But Gander... really nice.
Well, you got, there's some main centers like Corner Brook.
Corner Brook. I love Corner Brook. It's the most beautiful place on the planet.
Yeah.
And
let's be honest. I mean, the west coast of Newfoundland, and Jason knows just as well as any Newfoundlander knows just as well as I do. The west coast has become Grosmorne National Park.
Yeah.
It's become a huge tourist spot, not just for Canadians, but for anybody who say on the other side of the world, in Europe and places like that. It's heavily.
Yeah.
And Corner Brook is kind of fueled a lot of that to bring in people.
That's right.
I mean, they've made really good there, and it's proud. You're proud to see that. You know what? There's something happening, and you're showcasing where you came from.
Yeah, and then all the mini breweries that are popping up.
Yeah.
Newfoundland is cool. I love Fort Mac, hence why I do a Mac City Morning Show and I promote the community.
Yeah,
this is my home.
Yeah,
but I really do enjoy the East Coast, Newfoundland in particular. So,
and that's it's no different. When you first come here and you're like, okay, it's a different world. It's a different pace.
Yeah.
It's work, eat, sleep. And when you move here, it's kind of a different thing because you get a better schedule. You're not working as many long days.
Yeah.
And you take a sense of pride in the community.
That's right.
You go south somewhere and you're like, someone asks you where you're from and you're like, oh, from Fort Mac or whatever. And they're like, oh, you're from Moneytown.
Yeah.
It's a town that, you know what? Has created a lot of opportunities. People's grabbed the opportunities.
That's right.
And you make it.
That's right. Yeah.
If you're not interested into it, you're never going to make it.
Oh, no.
And the streets are not paved with gold.
No.
Like everybody else thinks.
Yeah, you got to work for it.
You got to work for it.
You got to work for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you look at all of us that came out of Newfoundland, and we're all in the same age group.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no different than our cabin.
That's right.
A lot of people think that's cool. They'd love to have one.
Yeah.
But... it was an eye-opener for us.
Yeah.
To how much work has got to go in.
So much work to own land like that.
Yeah.
You know better than me.
Yeah, I mean, one thing is to be, the construction of it all.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll give kudos to Jay here this morning. The paperwork and the permitting, working with counties, working with, it's beyond what you think you can handle sometimes,
right? Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's work.
Yeah.
But if you love it, you know.
Well, we had a drive. That was something we dreamt about having.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's like this podcast. Everybody wants a podcast. Everybody's like, oh, let's do it. And me and Tanner, we're like, yeah, do it. So many people come in here and we're like, we'll teach you how to do it. We'll give you all I think it's kind of weird. There should be a lot more of these in Fort McMurray to help promote the community.
So absolutely.
I'm always I don't look at it as a competition. I'm just it would be cool if I could go on somebody else's podcast and help promote this awesome community, right?
That's right.
And so we give people the blueprints and I'm like, man, this is a lot of work. I'm just it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of work to film and edit and clip and do all this and post and
write.
Right. And I'm like, I don't think I want to do it. It's they have the romantic idea of what it is, just
absolutely.
Like your industry. They'd have a romantic idea, but there's a lot of legwork behind the scenes.
But it's the desire to do something.
Yeah.
Right? You gotta want it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's no different than anything else in life. I mean, you just gotta want to do it and you gotta have the drive.
Yeah.
Right.
There we go. Awesome, my man. Well, listen, we are out of time for today's episode, but before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Well, I just want to say a big shout out, and as Jason said before, it's the support from this community. And basically, I mean, we've got support from chambers, we've got support from the development group, support from guys like you. So big shout out, and everybody that's bought something from us and that showed their support, we appreciate you 100%, and we wish everybody the best.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate both of your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.